Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
How to matter. Welcome to this episode of How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. In the last episode of the podcast, James and his friends hijacked the podcast. I kid you not, they actually hijacked the podcast. If you have any doubts, go back to the last episode and have a listen for yourself. Naturally, once they had done their hijacking thing, I thought that would be the end of that. My surprise for sure. James and his friends left one more recording, and I need to actually point this out, that I think it is total, pure silliness. Sure, it kind of makes me smile and occasionally shake my head, but pure silliness, that's all I can say about it. Even so, they went to the bother of producing it, and I thought, wow, why not? I might as well play it for you. So, here it is.
A good old boy was at the county fair getting hustled by a city type trying to sell him a gunny sack full of pigs.
What I have here for you today and only today is not just pigs. It's an opportunity, a chance of a lifetime, the best deal at the fair. You don't get just one pig but the entire bag of pigs for the price of one, a mere $10. I can tell that you are a shrewd businessman, a sophisticated fellow who knows a great deal before it has a chance to bite him on the nose.
Just as the hustler was building to his powerful close, the bag ripped and out popped a half dozen cats with nary a pig in the bunch, prompting the good old boy to offer this advice.
If you want to sell me a pig in a poke, you shouldn't let the cat out of the bag.
Far-fetched, you say? You think the county fair was a figment of my imagination? You are saying,
when pigs fly.
Well, maybe so. But then again, it's like the good old boy himself says.
Don't discount flying pigs unless you have a good air defense.
You may have heard that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And it is certainly true. Knowing this, you should seriously evaluate your intentions. And if they actually are good, consider making it a point to pay the devil his dues. This way, you'll be prepaid whatever happens. It will also be nice not to have to worry about any out-of-pocket expenses the next time someone tells you to take a walk and you decide to take them up on their suggestion. Lest you become too enthused about the chance to get away from the rat race for an eternity or two, though, you need to know that if you do business with the devil, you shouldn't be surprised when you get burned. This getting burned thing also comes up if you use your bare hand to strike while the iron is hot or if you ignore the admonition to avoid jumping from the frying pan into the fire. The point that might be easily overlooked, though, is that where there is smoke, there is fire and you fight fire with fire. But if you play with fire, you are going to get burned and once burned, twice shy. Knowing this helps you see that the real risk isn't getting burned, then. It's suddenly becoming irrationally shy. You start shying away from this and then from that. And the first thing you know, you are afraid of your own shadow, are a bundle of nerves, can't think straight, are at loose ends, and are beside yourself. Picture that, you beside yourself. It's a split personality kind of thing.
James. Slow down, my friend. I think you are at risk of getting carried away. Let me give you a breather.
Well, okay. I am definitely on a roll and at some risk of rolling over a cliff. Go ahead, you have center stage.
There you go. Too much emphasis on good intentions can drive you crazy. Knowing this, it will help to also keep in mind that you shouldn't let people drive you crazy when you know you are already in walking distance. There is likely a grain of truth in there somewhere about blue smoke and mirrors too, but you can reflect on that yourself. Of course, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but why might you want to know that other than the obvious advantage it could give you when planning a secret liaison with a doctor's lover? Aside from that, it's a good thing to know if you don't want to take a shot in the dark or be caught with your pants down, so to speak. Having said that, and knowing that water and words are easy to pour and impossible to recover, you better know a bit about apples before you start a one-a-day plan, whatever its potential benefits.
You there, Mike, the first team is moving in. Step back. I'm here to tell you. Let's start with the fact that the apple never falls far from the tree and the harsh reality that there is small choice in rotten apples. And as you well know, the rotten apple spoils the barrel. This lets you know to look for the apple close to the tree, being sure to avoid all things rotten, anywhere you find them. Best is to only go with those that are ripe for the picking, avoiding those little green ones, since they can give you pause to think about the wisdom of anything that keeps the doctor away. Okay, so much for assuring a quality supply of ripe, red apples, with a yellow one now and then just for a change of pace. But you still need a plan for the day when you feel like the last living organism in a dead horse, when you would have to feel better to have enough energy to die. What will you do the next time you ask, "Is there a doctor in the house?" And the answer is, no, because of your eating all those damn apples?
I have been advised that it is now my turn to jump line and take over the microphone to wrap this up. Here's the new deal. You are now struck full in the face, like a bolt out of the blue, with the simple fact of life: the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. And it's all because of that apple a day thing.
Okay, there you go. This brings me to the place where saying something clever or adding some really interesting insight would perhaps be appropriate. My problem is that I am left speechless. I simply don't have anything else to say. I hope you found this episode of How to Matter helpful as you pursue making a difference with people who make a difference to you. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. My website is howtomatter.net. I hope we have a chance to visit again soon. Mm-hmm.